From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us on this beautiful Thursday. If you're up early enough, I know I was driving into work between 7:30 and 8 and got a good dose of balloons in the air, a good preview of what's coming this weekend, which, by the way, the second half of today's show, if you missed our Tuesday broadcast with Tom Garrity of Garrity Group, we're going to be talking about, we're going to replay that interview. Tom, he's the guy that knows what to expect, what's new this year, the ins and the outs of the Balloon Fiesta. We'll get to that in the second half of today's show. Want to encourage you, if you haven't been to the website for ABQ Connect, it's abqconnect.online. You can find that and other archived shows where you can listen to it again and find out to things that we've already talked about or share it with someone. Listen, today, remember, if you're maybe not headed out to school yet, maybe you've got late classes at UNM, it's Focus on the Family's 9th annual Take Your Bible to School Day. It's a day that empowers students to live out their faith by bringing their Bibles to school and actually doing much more than that. Focus on the Family, encouraging students to bring with them, in addition to their Bibles, their biblical values like kindness, compassion, love, and an unfailing commitment to share God's truth with others. The details are at bringyourbible.com. All right, let me welcome our guests into studio. We have experts in studio today on the topic of Medicare. David and Carol Beth Stewart of Black Bear Medicare. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you, Steve.
It's been a little while, but, I was looking at the calendar, David and Carol Beth, and I know we're getting close to that window where people should be considering changes or maybe first time signing up. I'm a few years away from that, so it's still something. If you're not someone who is of that age, and we'll get into all those details in a minute, remember, we all know someone who is, or you're close to it, and you can be thinking about maybe next year. So again, thanks so much to David and Carol Beth for joining us. Let's jump right in. Is it true that Medicare has changed this year?
Well, yes, it does change every year, as we talked a little bit, but specifically this year, a couple of carriers have left the New Mexico market. So people that have been notified most likely by their carrier if they're leaving New Mexico, they've got to change to a different plan. Part D, which is your drugs, have changed this year. For 2024, they put a cap on it finally, which is nice. And so, yes, but even regular plans that you may already be on, they change a little bit every year and you need to pay attention. You know, have I added dental, lost dental? Have my, is there a gym I can go to now? There wasn't last year. These kinds of things, you need to review your plan every year.
And I would say probably because, as you mentioned, with the changes in specifically to people who live in New Mexico, what's available to them and notifications that come from email or snail mail, you may be sitting there thinking, I didn't get notified. However, do we all get all of our mail and email? It's really probably best practice to connect with someone and get the information, for sure what your coverage is.
Boy, there's a mountain of stuff in the mail, and it increases this time of year. So everyone, if they have a broker, that's what we are, we're brokers. If they have a broker, they need to reach out and say, I didn't get my changes for this year, my annual notice of change. Yeah. What are they? Send them to me. Or at least review that if you have gotten that in the mail.
Yeah, I have to think it's just pretty dangerous to just kind of coast right through and think, oh, I'm still covered. You know, same plan. I'll just go with it. Not probably a good idea. You really need to reach out and connect with an expert that can let you know what those changes are, right, Carol Beth?
That's right. And like David mentioned, every year about this time, carriers send out a form called Annual Notice of Change. And usually that comes snail mail. So be looking for that in your mail. And that will outline the changes to your plan. And that's what David and I do as brokers of Medicare plans. We meet with our clients and we go over with them how their plans are changing and also how their needs are changing. Because from year to year, what people need out of their medical care may change. So they may need to look at a different kind of plan. So we help them evaluate that and help them know what's available to them for the upcoming year so that they can make an educated decision.
Very good. Well, you know, we've got a lot of topics to cover in regards to Medicare. Before we proceed, though, you know, like with realty or investments or any other insurance, there's always compliance that needs to be met, David. And before we move on, I'll let you kind of frame our conversation today.
You bet. So this is just kind of an educational discussion. We're not giving specific advice. We don't give financial advice. We don't give dating advice. We're talking about, as Skip likes to say, 30,000-foot view of Medicare.
Yeah.
Just to prompt people to think about it. And the other thing is a new regulation this year is we have to say we are a non-government entity. Some people are impersonating Medicare, that they're from the Medicare government organization. We are not. We're independent brokers, okay? And we don't represent every plan. For example, in Bernalillo, we represent 61 of 64 Advantage and Part D plans available, but people have choices, right? So we're not pretending to be everything to everybody.
Yeah, well, so now we you know, it's a better idea now of really what you do and what you don't do. And I have to imagine someone who does this well, is well educated. And I have to imagine, you know, how did both of you get started in doing this? What drives you to do, something like, Medicare where, you know, every year it's continued education?
Well, we've talked about this before. But this is not my first career. So I'll be starting my sixth year. But about 10 years ago, I was having a conversation with Dad, as we all do as our parents get older. And my dad said, David, I'm worried I'm going to run out of money. I said, Dad, you're fine. He said, but I'm worried about my health care. I said naively, Dad, don't you have Medicare? And he said, David, Medicare doesn't pay for everything. Now, I'm not saying that to scare people or worry people, but I started looking into it for him and found out, you know, there were options. Most people add something to that red, white, and blue Medicare card, an Advantage plan or supplement plan or something else, just to give them a safety net to make sure that, God forbid, they have a terrible health care year, there's something in place to protect it from getting out of control. So that's how I started about 10 years ago. And but it's true. We have a lot of compliance we have to do. Every year the plans change. Every carrier we have to go through continuing education credits. We have to pass, you know, certifications and all these things. But the goal is so that we're knowledgeable to be able to help people know how their plans and stuff are changing.
Yeah, and just like with your financial advisor, the same, you know, things change every year, and it's important that you have a professional walk you through some of these areas. Well, you know, although many people may navigate it themselves and do fine, it's something to consider. And I, you know, I have to wonder, you know, like in the job that I do, I know there's times I'm able to help people in what I do. How is a Medicare expert able to help people. That has to be a satisfying part of your job.
It really is. And that is what I love about our job, is we get to take something that is maybe could be overwhelming and stressful, and we can come alongside people and help simplify the process and also help them make good decisions. We can help narrow their choices so that they can make educated decisions that they're happy about. And the other thing that I really like about helping people is that we build relationships with our clients. We meet one-on-one with them. We hear their stories, what their needs are, what they're interested in, their priorities, and then we can direct them according to that. And it's wonderful because we work with them during those times where they're making those specific Medicare decisions, but we're also advocates for them throughout the year. They can call us. We help answer their questions about their health care, and the questions that we can't answer, we put them in touch with the right people. And so over the course of the year, we're building a relationship with them, and then as their needs change, we can help them make those decisions as they go.
You know, I hope this is applicable, because something came to mind as you were saying collecting information from people who are coming to talk to you and find out, you know, what they should be doing. I think I would encourage anyone, because, you know, there's people out there that are on the internet, they're reading up on things, and they consider themselves an expert in an area where really it's not something they're as trained as others in. I'll give you an example. Several years ago, I worked on a car lot, and someone would come on the lot and they say, I want that truck. And my job was to find out, because the last thing I want to do is sell someone a truck and have them come back and tell me the truck wasn't doing the job they wanted it to do. So I had to ask questions. You know, what are you going to use the truck for? Are you going to pull anything with it? How heavy is it? And my encouragement would be for those, even if you've done some research, put the pride aside a little bit and connect with an expert that is really up to speed on all the new changes to Medicare, or if you're going to the car lot, the new cars. But how important that is, Carol Beth, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, that's part of a professional, is to do the job right. So when the person leaves your office, any advisor's office, that they're helped in the best way possible. So now we talked about the window. When is the best time to meet with a Medicare broker?
Well, if you're already on Medicare, every year, since the plans can change, like we talked about, you can change. And so between October 15 and December 7 is your window to choose a different plan for 2024. So evaluate the plan you're on. Consider if you want to look at something else. If you do nothing, then the plan that you're on will be in force in 2024 with whatever changes have happened to that plan. So this is the time of year. Fall is when you choose your plan for 2024. If you're not on Medicare, then now you've got to decide, when should I go on Medicare? Well, it's not just for people over 65. If you've been on disability for 24 months, then you probably have an option. If you're on certain levels of Medicaid, you might have an option. Certain diseases. So, but most people think about it when they are going to retire. So if you don't have health care, you can get on Medicare when you turn 65. But if you do have health care through your employer, if it's an employer over 20 people, sorry, there's so many specifics,
yeah, right.
then you can keep that health insurance until you retire, and then that's your window when you retire. So new people coming on to Medicare, that depends on your birth date or when you're going to retire. people that are already on Medicare, this is their chance to say, I was unhappy with my plan last year, or I didn't understand what I was doing when I got on at first, or I don't like the changes that are going to happen to my plan for 2024. October 15 to December 7 is your window to pick a plan for 2024.
You know, you mentioned something prior to coming on the air, David, that I really appreciate. And, you know, you could be of an age where you qualify for Medicare, and you're gainfully employed and you're covered by insurance. You know, and I hadn't even thought of, you know, you're paying for your insurance through your work. But there's certain people, everyone's different. Everyone's plan is different. And there's some people that may be better off discontinuing their insurance through their work and considering moving to Medicare.
Well, it's partly a cost decision. How much am I paying at work to have insurance? Now, maybe they give that to you as part of your job. Right. Maybe you're paying for it. Do I have dependents on that policy? Because I may not want to leave if I have a spouse or kids or grandkids on that policy. But it may be expensive, and it would be less expensive to go ahead and sign up for Medicare and choose a Medicare plan. So that's the cost decision. The other part is the coverage decision. So maybe my plan at work is a little skinny for my liking, right? Mm-hmm. And I want more. I want, you know, dental or hearing or vision or other things that I've heard about that I can get on Medicare. So you want to be on a policy that way. But there's lots to think about.
All right. Well, if you just tuned in, we're in the middle of a discussion with David and Carol Beth Stewart of Black Bear Medicare. And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue. There's more information to find out from the experts. We'll get to it after this on ABQ Connect. All right. Hey, we're glad you join us every day at 1 o'clock for ABQ Connect. I want to encourage you to tune in for tomorrow's broadcast. As always, on Friday, we catch up with the Heritage Foundation, typically on Fridays, a Heritage Foundation update. We'll do that tomorrow with Genevieve Wood, and also hear from Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. Make sure you tune in for those updates on tomorrow's broadcast. And as I mentioned earlier, make sure to go to the website to find those shows you missed. It's abqconnect.online. We're in the midst of a conversation with David and Carol Beth Stewart. They are local independent Medicare brokers at Black Bear Medicare. And, you know, that with that in mind, David, I have to wonder what sets apart a local independent broker from other brokers?
Well, you mentioned the keywords local and independent. Compared to what? Compared to what's called a captive agent who works for a specific carrier, which means their fence, if you will, is they only talk about plans that that carrier offers. So that may be perfect for you, but you're not hearing what other options are available. That's called a captive agent. And then there's also the 1-800 kind of call center agents.
Right. Which we're going to see a bunch of on the television here real soon.
All the time. And, you know, with a celebrity that knows nothing about Medicare, but, you know, you recognize them, encouraging you to call, which it's okay for people to call for information, but understand they're not going to be there when you call back. You're going to talk to a different person every time. You don't build a relationship. So because we're local, we do try to build relationships with people. When you call us, we're the ones you're going to talk to. You're not going to talk to somebody else. We're independent, which means we represent multiple carriers. So for example, in Bernalillo County, we represent 8 of the 9 carriers that are available for Medicare plans in 2024. So we're going to give you, we're going to show you all the things that are available, just so either you feel good about what you have or you realize maybe I should consider something else.
All right.
Local independent agents.
Yeah, so that really does clarify what sets apart a local independent broker. So how much does it cost for someone to use a Medicare broker as opposed to trying to do this themselves?
Well, the good news there is that we do not charge a fee for a meeting with us. So we are actually paid by the carriers. So when we process a person's enrollment, we are paid by the carrier. But that fee never trickles down to the member. So that's one thing that we are thankful that we can meet with people, we can help them make a good decision for their Medicare, and we do not have to charge them for that.
So the other thing is, now I know you personally, and I know you're Christ followers. How does being a Christian impact what you do?
I think for me, one of the main ways being a Christian impacts my job is that I really desire to view the people that I work with as God views them. And I want them to know that they are loved and valued by God in the way that I treat them. So we really try to show that by valuing the individuals that we meet with. We treat them with respect and kindness, and we're looking out for their best interest.
You know, and we were talking about off the air, I know we both feel the same way in times past. I know I've been here a long time, but I worked in sales and other places. And as a Christian, it's really outside the ministry bubble. And it's a mission field. It's an opportunity to share the love of Christ, just like you were saying, Carol Beth. And I think that's super important. Listen, we're just about out of time, but I do want to, you mentioned people have opportunity to get further education. I know you have some events coming up on the calendar that are no cost events, just information available where people can stop and hear what you have to say. I'm assuming at those events they have opportunity for Q&A.
You bet. So we do an hour presentation, just kind of a high level view of Medicare to get your arms around it. We've got three on the calendar right now, October 20th, November 3rd, November 17th, and there'll be more. They can go to our website. Probably by the weekend we'll have our events up on the website, blackbearmedicare.com. Of course, they can call or text. I'm at 505-363-9191, and we can set up an appointment to look at your stuff and see what you have, or if we can answer a simple question over the phone, we're happy to do that. But as a Christian, you mentioned, obviously we try to have character qualities of being honest and kind and loving towards people. Not that we're perfect.
Yeah, and all we do is to the Lord. So we can always improve at what we're doing, and I know you strive to do that, and I appreciate your time. And also, actually, I didn't mention it yet, many of our listeners who listen regularly, they hear the Black Bear Medicare spots that we air as a thank you. Black Bear Medicare chooses to support Christian radio in New Mexico, and we'll put a bow on it with this. David and Carol Beth, what's the motivation to do that?
Well, we love K-Lite. We're listeners. I think we've talked about before, when I was a young man and had hair, I worked at K-Lite for a little while. So it's met Peter Benson as a 21-year-old and all those good things. So it's important to us, and it's the ministry that you guys do affects us, and we know thousands and thousands of others. So we're glad to partner with you guys and say that we want to support K-Lite.
Well, we appreciate that support, and we're in it together. It's a ministry. We're rowing side by side and reaching out to New Mexico with the love of Christ. Our conversation today with David and Carol Beth Stewart of Black Bear Medicare. It's blackbearmedicare.com. Thanks again so much for coming in, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here, Steve.
All right. Stick around. We're going to have a opportunity for an encore presentation from Tom Garrity. Spent some time talking with him about the Balloon Fiesta. And with that just around the corner this weekend, we want to make sure those who didn't catch it have another chance to get all that information. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect.